Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees clear conditions. In Haifa, expect gentle breezes. A warm night is ahead for most cities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just over an hour ago that Hamas took control of a UN food compound in Jabalia, halting food distribution to thousands of families. Also, Israel Hayom shares a moving story from 19 minutes ago about Elkana Levi, a Battalion 13 officer who speaks about finding purpose after a life-changing injury. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes earlier this hour that Jordan and Bahrain face increased pressure due to a collapse in the June ceasefire amid rising tensions with Iran. Separately, JNS highlights, just 10 minutes ago, the talks in Rome hinge on dismantling Hezbollah as part of a U.S. brokered plan involving Israeli pullbacks. And finally, Forward reports from an hour ago that Aaron Morali, an Israeli influencer, sparked division in Tel Aviv over a celebrity's controversial presence. From X, the latest. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted minutes ago that explosions were heard near Bandar Abbas and Keshmi Island in Iran, but no casualties or damage were reported. Raylan Givens, a commentator, shared just in that Iranian news confirmed explosions in the Bandar Abbas area. Seth Frantzman, a journalist, noted earlier today that the U.S. is increasingly involved in drone warfare, highlighting new sea drone technology used against Iranian targets. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Jabalia. According to Walla, Hamas militants forcibly entered a UN World Food Programme compound, taking control of a vital food warehouse. This incident has disrupted assistance to many families in need. The UN has condemned the act, calling for immediate access to continue humanitarian efforts. This development adds strain to an already tense region, affecting thousands of civilians. Turning to the story of Elkana Levi, reported by Israel Hayom. Levi, an officer who lost his legs, shared his journey of resilience and recovery over the past year. His speech at a recent event inspired many, emphasizing hope and strength despite adversity. His story is a testament to the human spirit and offers inspiration to others facing challenges. Meanwhile, Jordan and Bahrain find themselves drawn into Iran's regional tension. The Jerusalem Post highlights that the collapse of the June ceasefire has heightened security concerns for Gulf nations. This situation illustrates the delicate balance these countries must maintain amid regional instability. The implications for regional diplomacy are significant, potentially altering alliances. Turning to the Rome talks, JNS details that the discussions focus on a U.S.-led plan to reduce Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon. This initiative includes Israeli military pullbacks and establishing pilot zones managed by the Lebanese army. Successful talks could reshape security dynamics in the region, but the outcome remains uncertain. Finally, the controversy in Tel Aviv. Forward reports that Aaron Morali's encounter with a celebrity known for anti-Semitism has divided pro-Israel influencers. This incident highlights ongoing tensions over public figures and their impact on cultural discourse. The debate raises questions about accountability and influence in social circles. On the economic front, first, CTech reports that Meta has launched an AI-driven growth program for Israeli startups, selecting 15 companies in sectors like fintech and health. This initiative aims to boost innovation and growth in Israel's tech ecosystem. Separately, Globes notes that recent legislative efforts in Israel have prioritized political deals over necessary economic reforms. This includes a rush to pass bills affecting the Attorney General and media, leaving important economic legislation unaddressed. The lack of reform could impact economic stability and growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces a digital revolution with the launch of MuniBox. This new service consolidates urban payments in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, streamlining bureaucracy. This innovation promises to make urban living more efficient for residents. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.